Prepare yourself, dear reader, for another gripping tale of adventure, drama, and self-discovery. This is Wonder World Comics.
I am Dez. My pronouns are they, them. And my character is Kalea. And her pronouns are she, her. And my playbook is the star.
Awesome. We are super excited to have you here. So, yeah, let's talk about Kalea. First off, what do you look like? Because you are the star. So I'm excited.
Yeah, so Kalea is black. She is like mid-size. And the thing is she has really, really long dreadlocks that go down to like the back of her knees that can do some pretty cool things. She's very flashy. She wears lots of neon colors, very much in the spotlight. Lots of glitter, lots of sparkle. Anything that will draw attention to her or will look good on camera is kind of what she wears and is kind of how she presents herself.
Amazing. Amazing. And speaking of her spectacular hair, why don't you tell us about your powers and how you got them?
Yeah, so Kalea has magic hair. Think like Tangled Rapunzel, but she can control her locks at will. And the way she got her powers is kind of interesting, at least I think. So Kalea really wants to be a beauty influencer. It's something that she's always really wanted to do, but it never really popped off until one night she was doing a live stream. And she was reviewing a product that a company sent her, but unbeknownst to her that the locking cream that she was going to use on her locks was contaminated with some special stuff that all of a sudden she got her powers, and she got her powers in the middle of this live stream. And of course it went viral because everyone is like, oh my God,
awesome. Of course,
magic
of course.
Hair. So that's how she came about with her powers. So does not have a secret identity because she got her powers on stream. So it's kind of counterproductive.
Amazing. Amazing. How recently was this for her?
This was pretty recent. She's only had her powers for like maybe a couple months, and she hasn't quite hit her stride as a hero. She very much toes the line of, I want to be a hero, but I really want to be famous, and kind of straddling that dichotomy and like, what does that look like?
Perfect. Perfect. So who outside of the team supports your burgeoning stardom in every way possible?
Kalea lives with her grandmother and her mother. Her mom at this point does not know about her powers. Her mom's not really into social media, and Kalea's like, I don't really feel the need to tell you. But her grandmother is like the closest person to her. So grandma knows, and she's trying to be supportive, but grandma's very much like, I don't know anything about social media or anything like this, but I do know about hair. Her grandmother is the one that installed her locks like the first time when she got her starter locks. And so that's something they've gone about is their hair. So grandma's just kind of lines, but doesn't really know what else to do to support her.
That's amazing. I love that. And then who outside of the team loathes what you represent?
That's a good question. I mean, I'm going to go with like a generic answer and kind of say like just generic, like internet haters, like, you know, the people that hate to see you thrive. You know, there's probably some other influencers that were also trying to pop off at the same time, and they don't have magic hair. They don't think that's quite fair that Kalea got
they
all
just got
the
like some
fame.
Mediocre, you know, locks out of it. But
yeah,
got
they got the
powers.
Same twisting cream, but theirs did not give them that.
Amazing. I love it. And then why do you care so much about the team or the superheroic aspect in general of your identity?
Like I said, Kalea really wants to be famous. That's like, really wants to be internet famous. That's something that's really important to her. But Kalea also didn't have like a ton of friends growing up. Like she did, but like never any like super close friends. And so mm-hmm. I think she would see the team as like not only as a way to like possibly extend her fame by like being around some mm-hmm. other heroes that are known in the world, but also right. being able to connect with other people who like understand yeah. her and like understand like what it means to have powers.
Awesome. I love it. So I guess that segues nicely into influence then. So as the star, choose how you see the team. Do you see them as a means to an end or as something worthwhile on its own?
She definitely sees them as a means to an end, especially like at first, because she does well. Mm-hmm. But in the back mm-hmm. of her head, she's kind of hoping that maybe this thing that'll lead to friendship or at least like some kind of kinship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, some kind of connection there. Awesome. So if you see the team as a means to an end, then you give no one influence, which is great.
Sounds good.
Oh.
I am my own influencer. I give no
exactly. one influence. You decide who's influenced, who influences you. And then the other big aspect about your character is your audience. So let's get to know a little bit more about them. Why does your audience love you?
The audience loves Kalea because she is very quirky, very much like she will say things before she thinks, which doesn't always go the way that she plans. But some people find that refreshing. Some people mm-hmm. don't. But her beginning kind of coming from humble means, mm-hmm. fans kind of relate to that and relate to just trying to make something of yourself. And, you know, that's kind of what her mm-hmm. whole goal is. So that's kind of how her like audience relates to her.
Awesome. And then what two advantages did you choose that your audience gives you?
Can easily speak to them at any time and awesome. Have a much wider audience.
Awesome. Awesome.
Because she's so you're just always like, live streaming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. And then what are the two demands that your audience makes of you?
The two demands are they require constant stimulation because she does stream a lot. So when she's not streaming, they're angry. And they also require frequent bouts of drama because Kalea needs to cause drama. To be
yeah, yeah, yeah. There's got to be stuff going on. Awesome. I love it. Cool, cool. And then lastly, let's talk about your moves real quick. What three moves did you choose to start out with?
I have stage fighting, time for the show, and cold and cool.
Cool, cool. Awesome. For stage fighting, whenever you have an audience watching, you can roll plus experience of danger. Time for the show. Cool. When you put on a flamboyant display of your powers, roll plus superior on a 7 and 9, name one NPC present. On a 10 plus, name two NPCs present. The named NPCs must either volunteer help or information, express admiration, or ask for your help. GM's choice. That's awesome. And then cold and cruel, you can shut people down. Amazing. Cool. Is there anything else that we need to know about Kalea, the star?
She's always going to do things that are going to benefit her shot, like if she's streaming or she's like recording, which she like is 90% of the time, or taking selfies. So she's gonna position herself to where she always looks good, regardless of what those outcomes will actually be.
Amazing. And then are there any, does anyone have any questions for Dez about Kalea?
My first question is, does Kalea have any like celebrity or influencer like crushes or like squishes? So like people that like she really wants to be friends with or?
Kalea is obsessed with Keke Palmer. That's like mm-hmm. her idol and idealizes her a lot.
Incredible. And my other question is, does Kalea have like a favorite snack?
That's a good question. Yeah, I got this. Her favorite snack is hot Cheetos, but she only eats them with chopsticks because she does not want to be caught with red fingers. So, only eats them with chopsticks.
Breaks out.
Amazingly, my friend was just in the US and brought back hot Cheetos. So I have hot Cheetos in my cupboard right now when I normally would not. So
they are amazing. They're one of my favorite snacks. So
there you go. Cool. Anything else, Kyra? You have any questions?
I don't think I have any questions. I'm just excited.
Yeah, me too. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We're excited to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Wonderworld Comics is an actual play podcast of Masks, A New Generation by Brennan Conway. This issue was GM'd by Kyra Nelson, who can be found on Twitter at Kyra M. Nelson.
Kalea is played by Dez Cobbs.
Wonderworld Comics is produced by Michael Dunham, and it is edited by Michael Dunham and Kaylee Newberry. The music is from Dvorak Symphony No. 9. Do you have questions or comments? You can get a hold of us on Twitter at WWComicsPodcast or send us an email at WWComicsPodcast@gmail.com.